Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively out here in beautiful Reisterstown. My first time ever here. We're Reader's Crab House. I gave my crab cake away. Izzy's eating the crab cakes back there. I'm going to be getting a crab cake two segments from now. Happy Eddie from Curio Wellness and Happy Eddie Products and Cannabis Space and all sorts of stuff. We're going to talk about all of that with him, as well as the Real Housewives of Potomac. But this guy here has been a friend of mine over a couple of years, helping me out around. My house is in the woods, and pest control is not something, you know, I come to the restaurant and talk about, but he came to my place a couple weeks ago, and I had these little flying things, and it's a time of the year where it's really weird spring, right? Richard Stearns is here. He is with Mache Pest Control, and we got to know each other because he's been in my home. And ants, summer, spring, the lightning bugs the last 3 days. It's crazy. Been incredibly glowy because of the 100 degrees and the humidity. I'm just blown away by how many creatures can live, how many little insects, ticks we hear about, you know, the Lyme disease and all of these things that happen. Yeah. But it's just, it says pest control. I love God's creatures. You know this. You know I love my raccoons. I love my squirrels. We love the deer. We love the rabbits. We love the animals. But there is something about, like, how pesky one little ant colony can be, or one little spider issue you might have. And I had a spider this big in the place last year. My wife escorted him out, grabbed him by a leash. I think she walked him out of the house. And but then you came, and I had these little midgy-looking things. And I'm like, all right. Got to call Rich, get the Mache Pest Control people out. You came out, and you gave me the worst word that you can give. It used to be a hockey term. They would call them, the 5 and 6 year old kids were called termites. Termite hockey. And I remember it was a pest control company 30 years ago to scare the hell out of you, right? Termites, and they'd have the house imploding, right, from the wood, right?
Yeah.
You didn't scare me that much, but and you don't really scare me. You're the reason I'm even inviting you on the show is you're like this crazy educational. You know more about bugs and getting rid of them. You're really like a scientist. So I said, you got to come on the show, and we're going to not brag about this, but certainly just talk about the risk and talk about what a guy like you does, because nobody wants to talk about this. And it's not rats in alleys. It's usually just literally ants coming in your place, or something manifesting itself in your roof, or in my case, my side wall. I had a queen ant, whatever the hell that is. Yeah. I had 10,000 ants coming into my kitchen.
Well, you had three different types of ants in your house, so.
See, all right. So this is where this is where I'm going to let it. I've given you a little runway here. Tell everybody what you do and where you come from and all that, because I just find you to be a fascinating cat. Because whenever you're at my place, you're teaching me stuff.
Yeah. I'm Richard Stearns, obviously. Been in pest control for going on almost 20 years now. Just January will be my 20th year. I used to be definitely scared of spiders.
True story. Snakes too?
I used to jump up on the... I know snake. I love snakes.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, inside. So spiders inside freaked me out like my whole life. Like, my friends used to call it claustroarachnophobia.
I just get a cup and I squirt them out. I'm not a smusher anymore.
Snakes, mice, I was fine with. I hated spiders. And, you know, outside, I'm fine with them.
I hate flies. I hate mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I hate mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes are, they're rough, you know, but they're here for a reason. Just like all God's creatures are here for a reason. And pest control, like you said, you love the bunnies and all that. A lot of pest control now, in this day and age, targets just the pests. So it's a lot of it's safe for other animals and things like that, so... but with you, you had three types of ants, like we said. You said you had the little pesky ants in your kitchen.
Regular ants, as I call them. Yeah. The marching kind. The kind that Dave Matthews wrote about. So.
Yeah. So the ones in your kitchen were odorous house ants. So they're a little more complicated than your regular pavement ants. And you had pavement ants upstairs, the ones by your vent that we took care of last year. The ones in your kitchen are odorous house ants. So when you squeeze them, smush them, they smell like rotten coconuts. Never smelled a rotten coconut, but that's what they always say they smell like.
I didn't smush any of them, but keep going.
Yeah. So those are a little harder to take care of because they have multiple queens, unlike your carpenter ants, which is a third ant that you had, which has like usually one queen.
That's the big black ones.
Yeah, the big black ones that dig into the wood. But the ones in your kitchen you want to use bait for. because they have multiple queens, and one colony can become 15 colonies.
Well, they come in, they go in the little house, and then they go back out, all in straight line, just like Dave Matthews wrote. Yeah. And sometimes they get smushed, and sometimes they come back in a week.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so we got rid of them for a while, right?
Eradicated them.
That's
why you're here for Mache Pen. I don't have a problem anymore because he solves my problems. Yep. But when I call you to solve these problems, you do educate me on all of this. And some of it, and you educated me the last time, you tried spanking me, but then you realized we're pretty clean people.
Yeah.
But it is unbelievable. I said to my wife, I was having you on today, and I vacuumed the kitchen floor, and I found all sorts of, like, even like our cat.
Yeah.
She eats, and there'll be an ant, a spider, a fly, whatever comes in the house, they seek food and they go after. I mean, it's wild to me to see how nature works in that way, how aggressive and nonstop and never-ending nature is when you live in the woods.
You won't see any ants, and then all of a sudden you'll see a million of them. Because they found that crumbs on your floors.
What's wrong with Rich? I got to tell you. By the way, Rich is from Mache Pest Control. Tell everybody how to find you and all that. If you need an expert that's going to come out and take care of whatever that problem is that you're like, your wife's yelling at you, you're afraid of spiders. In my case, I'm the one that's afraid of spiders in my house. But like, you come out and literally there's a science involved in this. That you're going to be successful. And that's the part that I didn't know. Because when I moved in and I saw things and bugs and realized there's a basement and realized it hadn't been tended to, I thought, this is going to be forever a problem. No. In this day and age, this is a solvable problem. You don't need ants in your kitchen, right?
Yeah, you don't need them. You don't want them. And you want to protect your house. And, you know, when you hire a pest control company, when you don't have bugs, it's better because then you won't get bugs in your house because we do a comprehensive
service. We only call you when it's like going to PT. Oh. You only go when I'm hurt, right?
Yeah, but so
people should call you if they don't have a problem. Then they'll never have a problem.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that with termites too, but pest control, you should always have a preventative pest control. That way you never get the pests. It's when you stop having that preventative pest control, all of a sudden you start getting the ants coming in and all that. So, which we're going to be, you know, we do in your house. So.
Well, the termite thing is the next thing for me. You came out a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I have cancer. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, and you're like, dude, your house isn't falling apart. They haven't eaten it. I'm not down like those old TV commercials that would scare the hell out of you and show you, like, all the wood rotted out. Mm-hmm. You're like, that happens when I come to you and tell you you have termites and you don't do anything about it. Right.
Yeah.
So you tried to, you taught me how
to
treat
it. I was hoping
they
were flying ants, but they turned out to be flying termites.
Yeah, I mean, you identified that pretty quickly. Yep. You know, you're a doctor.
So,
you know,
you had wood destroying insects. So ants are one thing. There's different ways. You had two different kinds. We got rid of those and we're doing a preventative to keep them from coming back in now. But then with your carpenter ants, they are wood destroying. So they eat the wood. Well, carpenter ants don't actually eat the wood. They tunnel through the wood to make their tunnels. And then termites eat the wood. Both of them are destructive, and both of them aren't covered under your homeowner's insurance.
How long would give me the worst termite thing you've ever seen where, like, it's destroyed a house. You've seen that?
Well, I've seen down in Baltimore City because I come from a commercial pest control background. So Baltimore City, we've done, you know, like 10-story buildings, 5-story buildings where
that
the termites
haven't been tended to, right?
Yep, termites are on the fifth floor. I mean, they're just about, you know, the floors are falling out because nobody's touched them for years.
They just
eat
their way up, and nobody knew it. You can't see it. It's in the wall. The scary thing.
Yeah,
they
move very slow. The swarmers usually come from a colony that is over 5 years old. So you have a colony near your house that's at least 5 years old that's found your house now. I don't see any damage. So basically, they're probably just found it and they release the swarmers inside
your house. It's like cancer, early detection.
Yep,
early detection, right?
And that's another thing about having
pest
control.
I did a whole thing on colonoscopy this week. I'm just saying I did, but go ahead. It's Men's Health Month. You 45?
I am 52.
You had a colonoscopy?
I have. Right. My wife makes sure I get all that done. So.
GBMC, new sponsor. I love you. You're coming.
But, you know, with when you have pest control on a preventative pest control on a quarterly basis, we look for termites while we're there. So it also gives you a head up, like you said, you find it early detection. So it's always good to have pest control. But with termites, there's an average of 5 to 7 colonies per acre in this part of Maryland and the United States. One happened to hit your house, and we're going to do a pest control to take care of them for you.
A little bomb cyclone from the termites from Mache Pest Control.
Now, we use a green pest control called Centricon. It's very safe for the environment. It doesn't hurt other insects or animals. It targets the termites pretty much. It targets their, it's a chitin inhibitor, so it keeps them from shedding their skin, basically. A lot of bugs shed their exoskeleton and grow a new one. It keeps them from doing that.
Told you he's a scientist.
So the product we use doesn't infect the groundwater, and it doesn't kill other creatures normally. So, but that's what we're going to use to help with your termites.
To keep my snakes alive.
Yeah, keep your snakes alive.
Right.
I love snakes. Snakes get rid of the mice. If you have more snakes, then you probably have more mice. So.
What are the other things that are foundationally true about animals we don't like in one way? Because, like, I saw a fox take out a squirrel a couple weeks ago, and, you know, the fox are always kind of, you know, hunting things or whatever. But when it comes to, if you have spiders, you won't have ants, right? Because the spiders, when I have a spider, they're eating the ant. I mean, like, literally.
Well,
I live in the woods.
Ant colonies have like 100,000 ants in them. But if you have a lot of spiders, it means you have a lot of bugs getting in your house. So you can always tell. But spiders are your natural pest control. They eat the bugs that are coming in. So a few spiders and a few bugs coming in, they take care of it for you. Then you don't see them.
Well, this is how dumb I was. I came out, and first off, we had bushes in front of our place, so that really allowed a lot of bugs to kind of live. So we kind of got rid of that. But more than that, I had light right over top of my door.
Mm-hmm.
And at nighttime, the light would attract whatever, the moths, and then the other things that eat the moths. Like, it's just... But the light itself attracts,
and then it attracts the
creatures,
spiders. Yeah.
And then it attracts more creatures. And so
and the
there's something about
the,
light itself that, you know, brought things to my door that then bring moths in the house. It then brings
the
fruit
fly. Yeah, when you open the door. Yeah,
like all of that this time of the year. Yeah. It's just, it's buggy right now. It just is the air. I mean, we're talking about the lightning bugs and all of that. It's
and
a perfect time to have you
lightning
at it because
bugs,
if you have a bug problem, today's the day you have it.
Yep.
Right? Like literally, because everything is just, it was 50 degrees for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 degrees this week.
Yeah, we
and
had
it's
a very,
wet as hell.
Very mild spring, which looks like it caused a lot of the bugs to be able to procreate faster.
And
so
late.
We have tons of lightning bugs. My dog is 2.5 years old. She's kind of a puppy. And last year, we didn't have a lot of lightning bugs. This year, they're everywhere, and she's going crazy like she's never seen them before. She's, chasing them and jumping.
My cat has stood at the window and just stares at them all night.
Yeah, and I live in the middle of nowhere like you, and it's our field going down to our pond and stuff is just – it lights up at night. It's crazy.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it really is
awesome.
Beautiful.
It's
I would go out
awesome.
If it weren't for the mosquitoes.
Yeah. Well, we have a mosquito program you can
all
sign
right,
up for,
so
it too.
Let's talk about what you do. Mache Pest Control, I called them 2 years ago. Richard Stearns is my guest. I've been trying to get him on for a while, and I didn't want to do it in the winter. I wanted to do it when it's like it was spring is when I really wanted to have you on. We've been trying to do this for a month or two. We're a Reader's Crab House. We're on a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And the reason you're really here today, and it's so perfect to your point, is there are just more bugs than there have ever been the last 2 weeks because it went from 50 to 100 degrees. So if you're going to have a problem and you're having a problem, I want them to call you because you're a freaking scientist about all this. What do you see the most? Do people call you the most about? Roaches, ants, mosquitoes.
It all depends on the time of year. Right now, it's
ants.
I'm
termites.
Yeah,
right
ants and termites right now is a big call for us. In the commercial industry, it's roaches and mice, you know, in the multifamily housing. And then, you know, when you move into the later summer, it's more the mice start getting more active. There's more different types of occasional invaders like your stink bugs and your box elder beetles, things like that that overwinter on the side of your house are emerging, cicadas, things like that.
Nobody minds ladybugs. You know, if you have a ladybug invasion, you like that. They're pretty.
Yeah, they do get into around your windows. So
all the rest of them, I don't want.
Yeah,
you
don't want them.
Ladybug, I hold on my finger, blow on the wings. Everything else, get the hell out, right?
Yeah. Like, So, but I mean, your main interior things are ants and roaches, spiders. People call us about. And then your termites. And termites around this time of year is when they release those flying ones. So ants and termites release flying versions of themselves to go increase their colonies. They fly away and create new colonies because they're all...
It's kind of like the monkeys in The Wizard of Oz.
They just fly. but we offer a quarterly program. where we come out every 3 months. We de-web your house of the spider webs around the lights because the lights attract the moths. The spider webs build the spider web. I mean, the spiders build the webs, and then you got webs all over your house. So we do a...
I'm familiar with this. This is how I know Rich.
We do de-webbing, and then we set up a barrier around your house to help keep the ants from getting in once we get rid of the ones you have already.
And, if I go to my text threads with you the first time I saw ants a couple of months ago, it's pretty hilarious. Yeah. I'm like, they're back. They're taking over.
I know.
Come help me.
I'm like, oh, no. Luckily, I live near you. So.
Well, I got a sense of humor about it now because I know it's not forever.
Yeah.
And as long as I don't have food out, I'm good. And a lot of times it is my fault because I left... You know, they're going at something.
Even I get ants, and I don't leave food out.
Listen,
but,
I'm going to be honest with you. Happy Eddie's here. Eddie, you got gummies. Do you do gummies? Happy, he does. So the gummies, I had ants. I'm not lying. I had ants get into my gummies because they got sugar. I'm not kidding you.
Yep.
They didn't eat the gum because it's sugar-free. But
they
I
ate the gummies.
In the damn bag, Curio, Happy Eddie, the whole thing, I had ants coming after my stash. I mean, come on. So this is why we can't have this, Rich.
Yep. You got to keep them out of your house.
You got to keep them out of it.
That's why you got us in there.
Give the number. Tell everybody how to find you. If you find Rich, you find our friends at Mache Pest Control. Yeah, this is the reason I brought you on. Because I don't do a lot of segments on pest control. Certainly not at restaurants and my friends. but it's an afternoon, and it could not be a better time to have you on. Just to talk about how beautiful the lightning bugs are at this point.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
So they call you come out, just exactly what you did for me. I didn't get anything special. You just came out to the house and talked to me, and I'm like, this guy knows a lot about bugs, man. You know, like, it's crazy.
We do a quarterly pest control. It protects your house.
All
everyone
over the
should
area.
Have
right,
it.
Anywhere, yep. Baltimore County, and
well,
County,
we do here. Northern Virginia, all of D.C., all of Maryland. And we actually have someone that does parts or all Delaware, Pennsylvania, like Philadelphia, and then up to New Jersey. So
it is amazing. He comes out to the house half an hour, 30, 40 minutes, leaves. I don't smell it. That's another thing. When I was a kid, we had not Mache Pest Control. We had one of those big companies over in Dundalk. Because we had cockroaches in my house when I was a kid in Dundalk. And they would come out. Whenever they would come out, it would smell like cheese. You know what I mean? It would have that Mr. Yuck smell. You know what I mean? It would smell like pesticide. Like, I don't want to say.
Yeah.
The modern pesticides aren't as...
They're very targeted now. And
like, I worried about my cat. When I met you, I'm like, this looks like a guy who might eat my cat. I don't know. So then my cat liked him. But but I'm thinking, is this safe for my kitty cat? That was the thing. Don't spray in here, man. Spray outside. My cat's in here. And you're like, no. We're going to be okay. She's not going to get sick.
Yeah. With the ants, we used a gel.
Well, that worried me. That's all. You know that. Yeah.
Yeah, so
you know how much I love my cat.
The new products that they have now, unlike back in the 70s with DDT and all that, that's still active in some apartments.
Well, you're not using that.
No. But it's very low toxicity and very targeted to the specific bugs. Like the termite product we use called Nova Flumeron pretty much only affects chitin inhibit. We don't produce chitin, so it doesn't affect us really at all. So it's that kind of thing. They very try to target it to each individual.
Well, I trust you, Rich. You know that.
I know.
Is it okay that I trust you?
Yeah.
He's trustworthy. I'll tell you that right now. Richard Stearns is my friend. He's with Mache, M-I-C-H-E, Mache Pest Control.
Yep.
You can find them online. You can reach to me. You can hit the segment. You can. But if you're having this problem, and it's not something we brag, it's kind of like the colonoscopy. I don't talk about it every day. But we're going to talk about it right now because it is important. And it's affected me, and I have termites, and I'm not proud of it, and I need to get rid of the damn things.
We'll take care of it for you, definitely.
All right.
And you can also call our 800 number, which is 888-695-7722, or machepestcontrol.com.
Or find me, and I'll send you out, and you throw an email his way.
And we'll have advertising on YouTube. So.
Well, and it also happens quickly. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you call on Monday, and when you're having this problem, it feels like... When they were into my gummies, it was a problem. I'm like, I got to text Rich now because we ain't going to have this. But
man.
All right, we're out here in Readers. I've had some crab cakes. Izzy has left the building. Luke and Alan were here doing baseball. It's All-Star Week. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. We're gifting these out here at Readers. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to give everybody I see here of Maryland because I got to get some winners. We got to get lucky around here because we're up here in Reisterstown. Reach my friends at Mache Pest Control. The next segment is going to be Happy Eddie. Cepho. He is my pal from Curio Wellness, foreign daughter, now down in Pikesville, over in Timonium, up in Elkton as well. He is also, his wife is one of the stars of the Real Housewives of the Potomac. So we're going to talk reality TV, We're going to talk about the cannabis industry. We're going to talk about the law because he's a lawyer as well. But he's also a Ravens fan, so I know we're going to mix a little football into this as well.
The Ravens.
My thanks to you, Rich. Appreciate
you,
man. Thanks for helping me, man.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Most people don't like their bug guy, but I like you enough to invite you on the show. So give Rich a call if you're having that problem. And if you have lightning bugs outside, don't call Rich. Just go out and enjoy them.
Enjoy them, man.
They're not here for – it's like old watermelon. It's only here for a little while, like eggnog. I am Nestor. We're out here at Reader's Crab House. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is presented by Curio Wellness as well as our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions. We are back for more. In Reisterstown, Baltimore County, USA. Stay with us. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour.